NYC burglar arrested 19 times busted for allegedly rubbing genitals on girls' feet. By Amy Furr on July 31, 2021. A serial burglar who was repeatedly arrested and let go over the past 8 months has been arrested for an alleged Greenwich Village assault. The suspect is accused of rubbing his exposed penis on a 10-year-old girl's feet while she slept, the New York Daily News reported Thursday. Suspect Raymond Wilson, 31, had been arrested 19 times since November before he was taken into custody yet again for the June 12 incident where the child awoke to find the naked man pleasuring himself on her toes, cops said, the article stated. He was identified through DNA found on the child's duvet cover and charged with entering the victim's home through an unlocked door at approximately 1 a.m., authorities noted. Wilson was put in jail on $500,000 cash bail or $750,000 bond during a hearing Thursday in Manhattan Criminal Court. Wilson reportedly got into the residence and left only after the child was woken up by the stranger standing by her bed. The victim felt something slimy on her feet and noticed the defendant was rubbing his penis against her toes. Assistant District Attorney Megan McNulty commented. The victim screamed for her parents, but nobody was home except her younger sister, who was sleeping in another room. The girl was afraid he might return but eventually called her mom. The Daily News article continued. Wilson's prior arrests since November include at least 6 burglaries, plus arrests on 4 successive days in May for lesser offenses, police said. But he was repeatedly sprung with no bail, sometimes with no conditions, other times under terms of supervisory release such as addiction treatment or job training. A spokeswoman for Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. acknowledged bail was not sought in a number of cases where prosecutors had the option to do so. On July 3, however, the DA did request $20,000 bail when Wilson was arraigned for an East Village burglary. The judge set bail at $7,500. Wilson was kept behind bars until July 20 when he pleaded guilty regarding the East Village burglary and several other cases. He was eventually sentenced to time served and then released. In a social media post Thursday, Police Commissioner Dermot Shea shared the Daily News article and wrote, "A 10-year-old girl traumatized and we are again left to pick up the pieces for a failed policy. Over and over NYers ask, how can they be released? And there is no logical answer," he concluded.